evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, the 30th of December, 2021. Trying to finish the year out before nuclear war breaks out. You know what I mean? And oh, I'll tell you. I've been trying to tell you about the Russians already here. The Russians already here. And already being looked for in a lot of different places. But let's just go to the scripture one more time. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 10. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time, meaning the same time of having the hooks put in their jaws and being brought forth against Israel, Meshach, the Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. And thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. I guess that's Gog or Putin or whoever. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. That's in the middle, people. That's in, you know, the middle. And I would say that you're not on the coastline so much, but in the middle. So what I'm trying to tell you is this, is that Russia is already here. We've documented for you enough information to give you the idea that they had come down the St. Lawrence Seaway. And this goes back about a month or so now. Was back to Thanksgiving in that time period back then. And so it's over a month. And the fact is that small groups of Russians could have been put over the side of fishing vessels or freight vessels or research vessels or big cabin cruiser-like vessels that can also offload small subs. And also could carry a missile, cruise missile, or a pop-up short-range type missile, okay? And then we brought that out. We let you know about that. That quite possibly something was going on. And then we had all kind of activity after that, looking for the Russians, and they're still looking for them. Now, well, I don't see no planes up there, Hawk, you know, and I looked 3-4 times yesterday, and I didn't see nothing. You got to watch them all day long, because now we're at a state of war, quote unquote. The only time you're seeing the transponders on the planes squawking their identification, their transponder shooting out their identification that identifies who or what type of aircraft it is. It's when they're in high traffic areas where there's a lot of commercial traffic, airline traffic, or executive, general aviation traffic. Or when they first pop up or get up off the ground. And then after a while, then they turn it off. I don't want to belabor this too much, but some people are coming into this new, and I'm getting new listeners all the time. And the fact of the matter is that we also then told you about how that spread across the entire Great Lakes area, and that they were looking for them, and they were looking for them, and I told you and told everybody to start to look at the fish camps and the hunting camps and the, you know, the small motels that have the old free TV and magic finger sign on the side, the hotels from the 60s and the 50s and that kind of stuff. Some of them back, oh, I don't know, 15 years ago, they were remodeling a number of those up around the Great Lakes, Lake Michigan and different places. And yet there were people inside of them, it seemed, but they were remodeling, quote unquote. No trespassing, remodeling. So back at a certain point in time, Obama, the Joker Tut, hired a large number of Russian Spetsnaz. Over a, I think a battalion of them back then, as you recall. Brother Quayle put that out on air. I put that out on air. Other people put that out. From the trenches put that out. Back then. And we also knew that the base, public relations officer at Fort Carson, she just wanted to take the Russians. They were out there. They had pictures of all of them. They were training with Rangers, Army Rangers, and Special Forces and stuff, in sniper courses and in different things. They were using them as the good guy helpers to come in and help save the Denver airport, and also the in drills to save that, and also to try to save the big cave there, you know, at Colorado Springs, you know, by Pikes Peak. The big underground base, they were trying to save it. If you recall that the drill scenario said U.S. veterans who were of a Christian constitutionalist conspiracy theorist nature had taken over the underground base there in Colorado Springs, and also the Denver airport, and that they were sending in the Russian Spetsnaz during Obama's era to extricate those American veterans, you see, who were the bad guys, Christians, bad guys, blah, 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 you know, patriots. So those Russians have never basically left. And so now we've got a scenario to where Red China Joe and everybody has worked it all around, including Lucifer himself and the fallen angels with him and those of their minions in the upper crust of the banking, corporate, military, intelligence, government, and religious world. Yes, the top of some of the religions. And that they're working it all around to try to kill off about 7 billion people on the planet, to give Lucifer the devil power, to build up his devil power by trying to steal souls of all those people that get killed quickly, or as fast as they can kill them, so that he can attempt a counterfeit of what our Lord Jesus actually is, which is the Messiah, okay? Well, he will return and clean the clock of Lucifer and his minions when Lord Jesus comes with his archangels and angels, all right? So these Russians have been around a while, but there's more comes in all the time. Southern border's loose, northern border's loose. St. Lawrence Seaway, just come right on in, you know. Speak perfect English, got all the IDs, have the entire legend and everything all prepared, all set to go. Oh yeah, eh? Well, we're headed over to Lake Michigan, eh, and gonna go up to the Uper. Oh, we're just out here been out fishing, you know. Here's my fishing license. They got all the documents, but you can see them and you recognize them. You can recognize them by looking at around their head, and you'll see different darknesses. You'll see different countenance of somebody. If you see people are foreign to you, that are foreign to this nation or not part of the culture, they'll have a different vibration, a different vibe, as they used to say. Still do. So what we got, ladies and gentlemen, is quite interesting. Now, here's what's currently been going on. I then talked to you about all of the Smoky Mountain stuff and the Tennessee Valley Authority. Well, we still got a lot of searches ongoing in the Tennessee Valley areas. That's from, Knoxville, Gatlinburg, on over, clear up into, over to Tennessee, North Carolina, up into West Virginia, Virginia, and on up into the entire Appalachians, all right? But the Great Lakes still ongoing. But you're not seeing the numbers that you were seeing in terms of the planes on the maps and all that stuff, the little bitty ticky-tackies. You're still going to see some of that. You're going to see a lot more. And God bless all of you who are watching and who send me stuff about it. Now, the SIGINT back, deep background boys are telling me this. We're still seeing a large concentration of this stuff ongoing. We had, remember, a week or so ago, I said they were bringing up P8s, P8 Poseidons, because they had excellent quality. It's like last Wednesday, I believe. P-8 Poseidons from the Navy brought up to Wright Pat, who then went up and landed, and then they went up and took a look up at Cleveland and landed, and then they took off and went back towards West Virginia and up in that area into the mountainous, forest, deep forested areas. Well, they're looking for nuclear weapons. They're looking for suitcase nukes. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Now, in the last few days, some P-3s came up. They can go slower. They were focused in on a certain area of North Carolina, Tennessee, North Carolina, National Forest area, on into the, Virginia, West Virginia, over in that area up in there. They're looking around and going low and slow. These planes are meant for hunting submarines or nuclear devices off the coastline or on vessels off the shore. But they're up in the Smoky Mountains looking around in the Blue Ridge, Smokies, looking for what? They're looking for nuclear material in possibly the form of suitcase nukes that years and years ago, Greg Evenson told me that, and when he was, they were in the special ops, special forces, that he used to practice about hunting the Russian Spetsnaz or GRU infiltrators that were going to try to blow up the Tennessee Valley Authority dams, the TVA dams, which would then knock out the entire power grid of the whole Mid-South and knock out the whole power grid of the United States because it's so dependent and everything's so interconnected, interlocked on the power grid. So quite frankly, they're still looking for them and a whole lot of stuff. Now, not only that, but we had a couple days ago an E-6B, what are those, like the looking glass kind of things, I believe, right? And the E-6B, it's a command and control surveillance aircraft. It has high communication ability. And this was flying up and around in the Midwest area and north of Oklahoma, okay, north of Oklahoma City up there somewhere. And it started having problems. This is earlier this week. Started having problems, according to deep background sources, and then they somehow or another they got up real quick. One of the KC-135 tanker aircraft that are most adept at handling and helping people if there was maybe a fuel problem or something, they could refuel them in air, or if nothing else, they are experts at seeing how planes maneuvering in with close to planes like that to where they might be able to help them, which they followed along with them for a while, and then eventually they got in front of them because the E-6B was losing altitude, kept drifting down and down. is having trouble staying aloft in the air. So then what the tanker did was run interference like a, that allowed the E6B to draft it just like a stock car would on a track. They were breaking the wind, breaking the air for it up in front, and they could then get more lift being there behind it. But as they were heading to Tinker, and all I know is I'm getting this from deep background, heading to Tinker, and they were going to try to land that E6, and that thing did not go onto the runway. It went down prior to the runway. Now, there's not going to be anything anywhere in the newspaper or a communique or the TV5 news or any kind of thing like that, because I'm going to tell you, that will be suppressed. Unless somebody was right there and saw it go down in a field. I don't know if it landed. Maybe, luckily, it crash landed in a field and people got out, or if it was taken out and stuff blew. I don't know. But that was a couple days ago, and we had an E6B go down. Now, what I suspect, based on the evidence and what I'm talking with deep background sources on this, is that the Russians, as we've told you many times before, we'll just look at all the different aircraft going down in the United States. You know, the two helicopters, you know, down in Florida, you know, off the beach there. Remember that one? Near Eglin, Navarre Beach, right? They were in Navarre Beach and they flew into a thing and they got them mixed up in a green electronic fog. Remember? The one was able to pull out, the other one went down in the thing. We had the fighter aircraft coming out of South Carolina that just got whoosh, taken out and went down in the woods in Georgia. We've had all kind of these incidents. I've reported them. There's a cluster of them from years and years and years now. And we've told you about the ability that the Iranians got onto for a while, and then the Russians helped them with it. And it does not require huge, vast amounts of power. It's a portable electromagnetic device that can take out the plane or turn off the USS Donald Cook in the Black Sea, or turn off the stuff on other Arleigh Burke-class destroyers that then get hit by, you know, shipping container vessels and that kind of stuff. All the different stuff we told you about. Well, quite frankly, after that incident near Tinker, which is in Oklahoma City area, near Tinker, after that incident where that plane did not land, since then, they have taken other E-6s and also other surveillance or command and control type aircraft that they use for that purpose. All right? They used to have real cool names in the old days. Snake guys, boxcars, all kind of stuff like that. They had all kind of names for them. All right? They were command and control aircraft, battlefield control, up top, see everything, boss man of the area kind of control stuff. But also, with the E6s, you got the ability to, you know, maybe still fight the war, you know, the nuclear war, so to speak. But here's the deal. If that got taken down by a Russian electromagnetic weapon, all right, on that approach, then that means that the Russians are setting up outside of U.S. Air Force bases, U.S. Army bases, and U.S. Naval bases, and they've got the approaches, the landing and takeoff, you know, runways, they've got them set up to where they're vectored in on them with their electromagnetic weapons. Because what happened is, in a couple of days after this now, in the last few days, my sources told me is that they have moved these E6s and other things into small commercial airports and stuff. Cities you wouldn't normally think about. You might, and they're playing hopscotch or hide the E6 or hide the RC-135 or hide the this surveillance plane or that surveillance plane, okay? So the fact is that okay, I'm reading something here. Alright, so anyway, the fact is that they've decided to play hide the pee. Three card Monty, whatever you want to call it, hide the pee under the shell. And they're hopscotching them from this airport to that airport to the other airport. And they're not all commercial airports. Some of them could be general aviation airports. As long as they got a long enough runway, all right, to land and take off and all of that. And they got ability to get gasoline, and that the tankers that are, might still be following them or be up and around ready to follow them or to help them, that they can go in, pull up, get gas, you know. Hold the credit card up, boop. It's on Joe Biden, fill her up, okay? So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And the other good thing is that there are some people who still are line commanders in the military who are actively hunting the Russians. In spite of the fact that you got a guy, you know, playing with his dog on Rehoboth Beach, getting proofed up, you know, to help you get your testing for the COVID, or getting proofed up to take old Putin out behind the woodshed. Well, I guess, according to sources today, Mr. Turner and Hal Turner and such, he's got sources that talk about possibly the fact that Biden and Putin, Putin said, hey, if you do any sanctions us, if we go into Ukraine, we're going to do this, that, and the other. And Putin then apparently, Biden told Putin that there should not be nuclear war. Well, I'm going to tell you what, the fact is here, it's got pre-positioned assets in the United States. Now, hopefully, we bought some time by allowing some of our good guys to keep them on the damn run and to keep the heat on the Ruski, okay? Or the Red Chinese or whatever proxy might be doing it, too. Because they could hire it done as well. Everybody wants to take out Uncle Sammy, you know, including the top slots of the Luciferian cabal that run the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies, the executive branch, and much of the other parts of the U.S. government, too, the judicial and the legislative, and the corporations and banks. They're worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer. Well, believe you, let me tell you something. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And that is who I worship. That is who is my Savior, is Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Repeat it. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what. You're going to stand in the gap if you believe on Him. You're going to stand in the gap against the evil coming. And you'll fear no evil, because He's on your side. Lord Jesus on your side. And if you were to lose your life, you would have everlasting life with Him in heaven, and that's the best deal in town. Now, interesting then that we're now hiding, playing hide the pee, our three-card Monty, where's the queen? I used to watch that New York City play that game. That was interesting. They always let one shill, you know, win all the queen, pick the queen every time. They'd pay him $10. And the guy would walk off somewhere, or the girl would walk off somewhere. And then nobody else would ever get the queen after that until the next time they brought the shill in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the other thing going on here is we've also apparently got some kind of a large planet or body in space, and there's several different things with it. It apparently is inbound, according to a graduate student or assistant professor or whatever he is, associate or whatever, in Texas, and perhaps some others. And then there are others who have tracked the comet Leonard, and we're watching it between Venus and between the Earth. And as the comet Leonard at Christmas time was coming in, the trail of it was getting ready to where the trail of the comet would possibly affect Earth. Something came in right behind Earth and allegedly projected out an energy construct of some sort that blocked that comet's trail from hitting Earth. So that's something to figure into your, you know, into your pipe and smoke it, so to speak, you know? This incoming object apparently is due at a speed currently is possibly or allegedly due in August of 2022. But you can start to get, is it Planet X? Quite possibly. Nibiru. And if you look in the Sumerian clay tablets, or you look at Zechariah Sitchin's books, the multiple books on it, he talks about when Anu, which was the father of Enlil and Enki, the half-brothers that were in charge of the planet Earth, all right, and then their descendants, that they were welcoming Anu and his wife to come down from Nibiru, which was coming close by Earth. And during that time period, there was all kind of quakes and volcanoes and changes of speed of the Earth and wobbles and this, that, and the other. In other words, large amounts of tectonic activity and volcanic activity and what have you. Freak weather, all kind of stuff. So that could start to be happening from that. Or that could be a lie. Okay? It's like, I'm not saying that Zechariah lied or Sumerian Case Habits lied, or that they could try to fake that. And it is possible to have a giant mothership or body out there that is planet sized. Okay? That is actually a spaceship on coming in. Or you could have a large asteroid with engines attached to it, so to speak, and drives and what have you. All of these things are quite interesting, and I'm going to tell you, the answer to them is this. You got to get prepared. And the first preparation is to repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do and you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean and he'll start to keep you in his scrub box where he can wash you off and clean you with his blood, okay? Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Now, there's a lot of people need prayer tonight. Our sister B out in the Northwest. Lord Jesus, will you go to Beata right now? Lord, will you go to her right now? Will you go to her and touch her and put the full power and anointing on her so that she knows that is you, Lord Jesus? And then remove the COVID and all of its afflictions from her body. Remove the COVID, Lord Jesus. Throw it away from her. Get it away from her and restore her back to full health and function, Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have a number of other people. We still have Brother Ross, who had a quadruple bypass. We don't need a healing. We need a major miracle from you, Lord, for him. We need not healing. People, healing takes time, okay? Pray for medical miracles. Pray for a miracle from the Lord, which can happen in a moment. Lord Jesus, we go to Ross right now. We go to him and we provide a major medical miracle for him, Lord. And restore him back to full health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And then also they have an uncle. And this uncle doesn't know you, Lord. But if you can look in on him, I would hope that you could, Lord Jesus. He's got the COVID or the respiratory problems. I would hope that you could look in on him and touch him, Lord. In your name I pray. There's so many others deserving, Lord Jesus. I don't know all of them. And Lord, I'll tell you what. I pray that you will help me, you know. And Lord, ladies and gentlemen, I've had since, probably Christmas Day, I've been sicker than dog do, okay? And I've had the COVID. I've had the sweats, the whole bit with the dripping nasal nose, and the whole drippy nose, the flu-like symptoms, the aches and pains. Even for a while, it's starting to hit me in different areas, and I could hardly walk. And hitting me in the liver, and hitting me in the kidney, and different things going through my body. I couldn't see good. Well, Yesterday, I finally took the ivermectin in the plunger. And that's what I took, and I've been taking the D3s, the zincs, the oregano. I've been taking the mesosilver. I've been doing the vitamin C. All of the different things that I should be doing as a preventative, I've been taking it all along. And for whatever reason, because of this, I think, new variant, I grabbed this stuff myself. And then I've slept. I probably have slept more than I've slept in the last 6 months. I slept most of the day for about 3 days here now. This being the 30th, I think the 26th when I started to feel bad. But I took the ivermectin last night. I thought it might be just a cold, you know. And I said, nah, this has got all the classic symptoms. When I started doing the sweating and all the stuff, And I've been taking all the stuff like I'm supposed to take, brother. Let me tell you. I've been telling you to preventatively take the mesosilver, the oil of oregano capsules, the D3s, the zincs, the multivites, the vitamin C. You know, all the different things that can help you and take you and keep you proofed up against problems. All right? And I've also told you to get the ivermectin back when it first came out, and I did the complete stories and I read them to you about the doctors in Australia and all the doctors in different places and the use of it and why it was working and how to do it. Some people took it with Z-Packs, others with doxycycline and all of that. So in other words, that coupled with an antibiotic plus the D3 and the zinc and all the other good vitamins, minerals, and herbs, and it was having excellent effect and in a few days helping people. Well, I took the first dose last night. I'm going to take the second one after the show, and after I took that last night, I started to feel better. My vision started to clear up. The pain that had been in my kidney and in my liver was starting to subside. My nasal drip was starting to clear up or dry out. And I'm still taking all the different things in between now. You don't take the mesosilver. You don't take the oil of oregano capsules. You don't take the D3 and the zinc. You don't take it as a medicine. You take it in a preventative style fashion, a prophylactic style fashion to preclude or prevent And if you're not doing that, start doing it immediately, because this stuff now, they've got it to where you can look at a dog across the street and catch it. You know what I'm saying? You can see somebody down the street with it, and you've got it. It's just that quick, I think. And I probably got it by going out to the grocery store or wherever. You know what I'm saying? And I've worn my mask, too, and I know masks don't work and blah, 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 blah. But they keep some of it off of you, all right? So I've been careful about that, not because I believe masks are the be-all end all. They're not. But just to keep some level of protection from my nose and throat. I also took the cotton swabs, Q-tips, and I dosed them up with the Mezzo Silver, which incidentally, just as I told the story, Frank Keyes owns that company and was shipping when the first SARS virus broke out in Hong Kong, and then it was also in mostly in Canada, but Hong Kong was the major center. He started getting orders for 5-gallon carboy jugs of Mezzo Silver on pallets, pallets full of them. The big pallet, you can imagine how many 5-gallon jugs you could set on there. And he was getting orders for multiple pallets every day. Then he's shipping them on out to Hong Kong to a health food store. And then after SARS went away over there, the big Prince of Darkness lawyer working for the Red Chinese comes and tries to buy Red Key's company, Pure Colloids, and offered him the big pie in the sky price and offered to keep him on at a high level of money in terms of a salary to run it. Frank didn't sell. That's a good thing. Well, I'll tell you what. That was good enough for me to educate me about what was going on, and I've taken either Mezzo Silver or other high-quality colloidal silvers for more than, probably more than 25 years now. And I don't get sick that much. And that's the problem, is I got sick, you know, right after Christmas here. And I have been, you know, sleeping, 10, 12 hours at a time, just laying in bed. And then finally I said, hey, man, I got to, you know, I've been doing all the stuff, getting up to take the different things. But then I said, I'm going to take my ivermectin. And I got the plunger out. And I figured out, calculated the amount based on my body weight, turned the screw thing down to it. And I put that stuff, I squirted mine first time into a glass of water. I think next time I'll do it off the palm of my hand, okay, and lick it. Which is a better choice, because I had to go in there and scrape it out with a spoon and a spatula out of the glass of water even after I drank all the water and get the remaining amount. But after I took that, I felt better. Now, that's me. I'm not telling you to do anything. You should consult with your physician about any kind of an item, any kind of thing you've got going on. But I'm just telling you what old Hawk has done, anecdotally, okay? For his own self, based on the research he conducted and has seen, all right? But I'm going to tell you what, this devil is going to try to kill a whole lot of people so he can attempt to steal your soul. If you're not strictly with the true Commander-in-Chief, Lord Jesus, then you could be gotten to, let me tell you. He'll offer you this. He'll give you this kingdom of Zambazingo, or he'll give you $1,000 a day in the lottery, or whatever it is. He'll promise you this or that and the other. But I'm going to tell you what, the only person who's got the real deal is Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and don't you forget it. And now you think that the politics is going to change stuff? Oh, no. The New York City new mayor says Adams, he's going to be sworn in on New Year's Eve. He's going to keep de Blasio's vaccine mandates for everybody. See, I'm going to tell you what. And Fauci's telling you, you can't go do this. You can't do that. And he's got a $350,000 a year parachute. People are talking about that. Well, the other thing is, he owns a large amount of stock, allegedly, in Moderna. He's pushing vaccines because every time one goes made and sold, it's ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Allegedly, Fauci's a billionaire now, along with the other people. Tops of Pfizer, Moderna, all the different ones. And they don't want to solve it, okay? I found it very interesting to see that Alex Jones said that either Trump is totally naive or he's in on it, okay? I think that Trump has totally been naive. I think he did everything he could do to do a vaccine, but he's thinking about the vaccines when he was a kid, all right? Tetanus, or you know what I'm saying. Smallpox, tetanus. Measles, whatever. Because, you know, even, but you go back to the polio vaccine, the sock vaccine. Well, what do you think started the, you know, a billion-dollar-a-year cancer industry? Simian virus 40. Simian virus 40 was in the first sock vaccine. And then after that, all kind of cancer broke out across America and has still been then affecting through families genetically. So this stuff is quite serious stuff. And, you know, I pray that Lord Jesus will provide me with medical miracles and remove this crap from me and restore me to full health. As I hope he does to any of you out there who are experiencing it. And to Brother Quayle. Brother Quayle got nailed with, I think, a variant they created and cooked up just for him genetically. And I believe that's what he had. And I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus because Brother Quayle is still standing. He's still on the air. And even though he had the laryngitis for a little while, I believe he did a radio broadcast or TV broadcast today with Jim Baker about his fantastic movie, Mega Drop. It's not fantastic. It's just extremely well done. And it tells the true story of the mega drought, which is upon us now. Although they've tried to overcompensate for it somewhat, haven't they? You know, 16 feet of snow in the, you know, the Sierra Nevada. And I think about them old Cohasset weather station up there. Wonder how they're doing. I bet they're not quite up that high, but I bet they've got some snow. And then I think about the old stagecoach stop. Wonder how they're doing. Well, I know they got a guard dog that has just got to be straight from Lord Jesus himself. And for all those old people out there and all in California and in those mountains and in those passes driving through that junk, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he provide you with firewood and all kind of food. And that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen, right now where we're at it. You need to go out and prepare if you still can and you've got anything. If the nothing else, get one extra can of the Progresso or of the Chunky Soup. I think of being able to heat up a can of beef, barley, and vegetables, Progresso, man. I think about that if I was sitting in a foxhole or if I was sitting out in a shed or with a tent over me or just a heavy blanket or heavy overcoat up over my head and with a little campfire there. And I think about just eating that in a canteen cup, warming that up, spooning that out. And I'll tell you, it will warm your gut and will provide you with fight power and it will keep you alive. If you don't have storage food or you can't get the long-term storage food, then just get regular canned goods. The date on the top is not when it goes bad. That's the date, according I was told by Alan Canning years ago during the Y2K prior to it. that the date on the top was the date they could guarantee that the RFID or whatever it is, minimum daily requirement, not the RFID, but the minimum daily requirement of nutrients that's listed on the side of the can, that's how long they could guarantee that 100% of those nutrients would be present in the food. Then it would be a little bit less than that from then on, but not unless it was dented or puffed out or exploding type can or had a hole in it or something like that, where it was compromised and went bad, that it would still have food in it a number of years down the road. So you don't have to throw them away in a year or 2 years. Rotate them, keep the date on them, you know, when you want to rotate them, and, you know, first in, first out, you know, and just keep adding to it on a regular, methodical basis as best you can. Get your list. I told you about the prep list. Food, water purification or filtration devices, plus extra filters. I talked to you about gas masks. I talked to you about Tyvek F suits, case of nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, firearms, ammunition, whatever it might be, K-bar knife. The other things, like maybe your fish need antibiotics, you know? Fish amoxicillin, fluconazole, doxycycline, Keyflex, fish Cipro, whatever it might be, you know, those are available. And if you do not avail yourself, particularly if you're sitting out there with quite a bit of money, you know, or something in a 401 or in a IRA or just in your regular bank account, then if you had enough for your family for, you know, a long time and you had some extra, you could be a dispensary for a local, you know, or regional or local or neighborhood deal to help keep your fighting partners and your brethren that are together or your extended family that comes in that will help in your defense. Because, I mean, I can stay up quite a long time without sleep, but generally I need to get, you know, an hour nap here, an hour nap there, an hour nap here, an hour nap there, maybe 3 or 4 hours of naps, or, you know, 3.5 hours a day, but that's about as best I can do. I can't stay up 24 hours a day forever, ever, and ever. You got to sleep. So you've got to have somebody take the night shift, you know, the 3 shifts of the day. It's better if you broke them up into 4, and then everybody could do a little extra work too. Or 6-hour shifts, you know? But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see stuff that the Lord Jesus tells us about in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Revelations. You're going to see this stuff is going to come down the pike. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air. You want to keep Old Hawk swinging blows against the Lucy's head and against his shins and arm and what have you. And I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most welcome. And God bless all those who send something. And may he return it to you. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. It can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Like I said, may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in need of any kind of gold or silver, it really went up. I see that right before the show, gold is up to $1,815. Silver to 2305 or 65. I think it might have been 05 at the time I saw it. And that's substantially up in the last day or so because it was down in the 1790s. So it's up $15, $16, $17. Well, more than that. I think it was down to like $17.92. So $8 to make it $1,800 plus six. So it's up about $25, you know, in a day or so. And that's probably due to Biden's call to take Putin out behind the woodshed, behind the gymnasium. Put it on him. Yeah. Putin's already got the people here. To all of those people out there chasing the Russians or the Red Chinese that are hiding in the woods, that may have the suitcase nukes or may have the small electronic devices that can take our aircraft out of the sky on takeoff or landing, cause problems. And I think you might see some of them outside of Bragg and Pope Air Force Base, outside of Oceana, outside of all the bases, but also in the Great Lakes, St. Lawrence Seaway on down. They're off the Atlantic coast, out just at the 12-mile limit or a little beyond or this, that, and the other. Sometimes they might come on in and order pizza, okay? I remember seeing the video of a Russian sub parked along the shoreline. And you can see, I think it was probably either Atlantic City or one of the other beachfront communities in Delaware, you know, Delmarva or where Peninsula or Long Island or something, where they had the Ferris wheel and the Broadway and, you know, the pier and the whole bit, you know, with the games and different attractions. You can smell the saltwater taffy. But I think they just really came up to get pizza from the, you know, local pizza delivery man. Probably called it in on the cell phone in a perfect Nebraska or Western Kansas non-accented English, you know? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that Lord Jesus would touch our brother Quayle. And even today, after all of the long activities had, that he would go to him today, and the Lord, will you touch Brother Quayle and give him a further dose of your full anointing, Lord. Remove any residuals and provide him with medical miracles. Remove any of the COVID effects and residuals and restore him back to full power and full function, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. And to my old buddy out there, the old river pirate, may the Lord come to you tonight as well, and may he touch you and give you a full anointing and put his full power and blessing upon you and give you medical miracles as you need them. In your name, I pray that Lord Jesus will do that for you. And Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. And in the old Mars Hill gang, I bet you can get up and down the hill now to the Nut House. I know you've been touched. And to my good buddies and good friends, the Nunamakers. Lord Jesus, will you provide medical miracles to each of them? And Lord, I'll tell you, if it be thy will, that you further their ministry some more and some more. And if you've got a little extra for them to can keep up the Indochina Bible Project, where they've been clandestinely bringing Bibles up into the mountain tribes in their own dialects, songbooks and Bibles, by a really wonderful pastor that helps them out to do that. Anything is most needed and welcome for them to send it to the Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunamaker, or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And the Lord bless you, because this is going to provide Bibles and songbooks in the specific Mountain Village dialects. And you can call Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840, and you'll either get Daryl, his office manager, or Tyler, his son, or Steve, or whoever you get. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, and that you need gold, or you need some silver, or that you maybe you need a high-quality night vision goggles. Steve can get you anything that you need. He's got all kind of supply stuff. Radiation detectors. Get his books. Get his videos, his DVDs. Give them to your family. Give them to your daughters, your sons, your grandchildren. So that they know what is going on in this end time. And give them the Bible to read to. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your property. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. True Americans. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, Mickey, you spot the Russians for me up in Gatlinburg. I know you were. God bless you for your report. An old road and track. Thank you for the nice email where you said, "And Hawk, this is the wonderful birthday of the Lord Jesus." That was especially email. You tell your mom and daddy hello. Stay on free time and keep up your study as well. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil out there. Prepare, ladies and gentlemen. Stay away from this new variant of COVID. Good night.